Good morning, people of God. We're glad to have you with us here on the Voice of the Shepherd from King of Grace Lutheran Church in Waukon and Trinity Lutheran Church in Kelmer. Our lesson for this morning comes from Paul's second letter to the Corinthians, chapter 12. And he said to me, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, most gladly, I will rather boast in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in needs, in persecutions, in distresses, for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then I am strong." This is God's word. How can I be strong if I am weak? Isn't this an oxymoron? What in the world is the Apostle Paul talking about? How can my weakness be a strength? How can the troubles I am going through possibly be good? The Apostle Paul addresses a question that many of us have. How is God working through difficulties in my life for good? If anyone had good reason to ask this, it was Paul. In 2 Corinthians chapter 12, he gives a long list of difficulties that he endured. He had been imprisoned, flogged, stoned, beaten, shipwrecked, been without sleep, food, or drink, and much more. Hopefully, we are not in close competition with Paul. But Paul saw the good that came from the difficulties in his life. In fact, all Christians have this different perspective on suffering. When the world sees suffering, it thinks that it can only be bad. But the Christian, through the eyes of faith, can see the good even in the bad. The great example of this is Jesus on the cross. To the world, Jesus' death looked like defeat. As Jesus was dying on the cross, the devil thought that he had finally beaten Jesus. But it was at the very moment when the devil thought that he had won that Jesus overthrew the devil. Death thought it had beaten Jesus, but by dying and rising again on Easter morning, Jesus defeated death. By his death on the cross, Jesus gave us the victory. He paid for the sins of the whole world and opened the door to eternal life in heaven for all those who believe in him. God used what looked like a horrible ending to be our promise of eternal life in heaven. I heard it stated recently, where our strength ends, God's strength begins. This is a good description of our Lord's words to Paul in our lesson and what Paul learned through them. When Paul was weak and suffering, he had to rely on God. He realized he could not trust his own strength. Paul recognized that everything was in God's hand. And what a comfort this is. The God who loved the world so that he gave his only begotten Son to die for us is the same God who is taking care of us now. Jesus showed us the greatest act of love by laying down his life for us on the cross to pay for all of our sins. If he has shown us the greatest act of love, well then who better to trust in enduring our times of weakness? Our Lord says, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness." At times, God will use the difficulties in our life to help us realize that we are not in control and are not as strong as we thought we were. Through our hardships, the Lord teaches us to rely on Him. And when we forsake our own efforts and rely on God, then we are strong. We are strong because we are relying on the Almighty God of heaven and earth. This is why Paul can say, "Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in needs, in persecutions, in distresses for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then I am strong." Because of Jesus, even death has lost its sting. With our good shepherd by our side, we can confidently go through life. As King David wrote, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me." May God grant us faith to trust and rely on our good and gracious God all of our life. And even when we are facing moments of weakness or doubt, we still rejoice with Paul and can say, "For when I am weak, then I am strong." Amen. If you would like to learn more about the Bible and our church, Feel free to call me at our church at 563-568-3167 or join us for one of our Sunday morning services at King of Grace Lutheran Church in Waukon at 9 a.m. or at Trinity Lutheran Church in Kelmer at 11 a.m. We are a confessional Lutheran church that is Bible-based and cross-focused, and we'd love to have you join us. Come here and learn about the forgiveness and hope you have because of Jesus Christ. You are listening to Pastor Abraham Fauxet on the Voice of the Shepherd, pastor at King of Grace Lutheran Church in Waukon and Trinity Lutheran Church in Kelmer. May the Lord God bless your week. Amen.